Hey, hello. Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. I'm sounding funny because this is actually the third part of this podcast I've recorded. The first part I recorded last week when I was up in the mountains, and I thought I would record more, and I didn't. I just got wore out. And then I recorded the second part earlier this afternoon, and now I'm recording this first part that's the last part, or the last part that's the first part, because I realized I never said, for instance, thank you to the people who left comments and emails. I appreciate it. And I didn't give any of my contact information. So let me go ahead and do that, and then we'll get rolling with the real stuff such as it is. So I love hearing from you. Please feel free to leave a comment at http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com, or you can email me at fdowell@mindspring.com. There are also forums. I've not been very active in the Big Tent forums, but there is a QuiltCast supergroup that you can become a member of. You can subscribe to the subgroups. Off Kilter Quilt is one of them, and there are subgroups for all the wonderful podcasts you've been listening to about quilting. Feel free to do that, and once my life gets a little more back to normal, I hope to be more active over at Big Tent. So there's lots of ways you can contact me, communicate with me, whatever you want to do. I'm always happy to hear from you. And so now, without further ado, on with our show. Hello and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 21. I am recording this in my motel room up here in Jefferson, North Carolina, which is in Ashe County. It's a beautiful place. If my voice sounds rather husky and deep, that is because I have spent all of today talking to 8th graders about writing. And I have to say that the 8th graders, for the most part, were really good. So you never want to go talk to 8th graders in the springtime, because in the springtime, they will not listen to you. They are way too cool for school. They are ready to be in high school, and they're just not interested in anything you have to say. But in the fall, they can be very cool, and today they were. So this is my second day doing my school visit up here in the mountains of North Carolina. I've got two more days to go. Tomorrow's kind of an easy day. I'm just talking to two different groups up in Boone, and then I come back, and I have my room set up. You will be happy to hear. Like a sewing center, yes, I have moved around furniture. I basically set up camp here. I came Monday afternoon and just kind of moved in. I'll be here till Friday morning. And so I moved the desk out over to a better place. I've been working on my patchwork, and we'll talk about that in a minute. First of all, let me say that it is Wednesday, October 13th, and it's beautiful up here. The leaves are turning. It's a great time to be here. So I just wanted to make sure you knew exactly what the date was, and now you do. So I'll talk about my patchwork quilt. I'll just get into it. And tell you what's going on. So you know this patchwork quilt is the quilt that I made using my limited stash, but my stash, to make a quilt, a sort of lap-sized quilt to practice my free motion quilting on. I haven't done a lot of free motion practicing in the last month or so. I made this pledge when I got my darning foot that I was in fact going to practice for 15 minutes a day, and that has not happened. So I'm feeling a little unsure about getting going on this quilt, because here's the thing that happened. I finished the patchwork, I finished the blocks, and got the blocks sewn together, and so last week, I think on Thursday, I went over to Thimble Pleasures in Chapel Hill, and my old teacher from Quilt School 1, Karen was there, which was great, and I showed her the top. I showed her, and she's like, oh, that's so cute. I'm like, well, do you have any ideas? I actually looked around at fabric before I asked her, and I saw a lot of things that I thought were cute, but I thought, you know, I'm going to get a second opinion. And she looked at it, and she said, you know, for the border, there's a great sort of pink, dark pink, light pink stripe that would look very cool. Now, I never in a million years on my own would have come up with the idea for a striped border for this, but it is darling. And then she said, you might actually want to do an inside border too, like just 3/4 of an inch. She said, maybe a green. I was like, green? You know, this quilt is very pink. It's very pink and white. I was like, green? And she said, yeah, like a, you know, and she walked me back and she showed me these greens. And they're kind of, they're not bright greens. They're like garden greens. They're very golden greens. And so we picked one out. And I have to say, it just looks great. And so I came home and I sewed on the borders. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this quilt is cute. We also picked out a back. That fabulous Moda, of course I can't remember what it's called. When I finish this up, I will do a front and back photograph and put it on the blog. Anyway, the problem is when I put on the green border, I was like, oh my goodness, this looks fabulous. And then I put on the stripe border, I'm like, oh my goodness. And it's not like it's the greatest quilt in the world. I don't want to overstate the case. And then you see the picture of it and go, what was she talking about? But it's cute. It just made the quilt go from just sort of a, you know, a perfectly nice patchwork quilt. There's nothing wrong with the patchwork. But it just made it just much cuter than I anticipated. I'm talking like such a girl today. Oh, it's so cute. That's because I've been hanging out in middle schools. But it went from kind of a nice, pleasant, plain Jane quilt to something that's just much nicer than I expected. So now I'm scared to quilt it. Now I'm like, oh, I don't want to ruin it, you know, with my free motion mess. But, you know, that's why I made it. That is why I made it. And so I am going to do that. But I do have in my handy dandy bag of tricks that I brought up with me some of those smaller quilt sandwiches that I had put together to practice. And so I think tomorrow when I get back, I've got my free motion gloves. I think I'm going to do some practicing before I get down to it. I want to tell you a great tip I read over at Crazy Mom Quilts. This is the blog that I love. It's one of my favorite quilting blogs. Well, I was checking it out the other day, and she had a quilt that she'd made. You know, all her quilts are very modern, and it's blue rectangles, maybe blue and white. And she was talking about how she ended up quilting the quilt the way she did, which was just kind of a stippling, a free motion stippling. She does a lot of free motion quilting. She said in order for it to work, the first thing she did is she did stitch in the ditch around the rectangles to kind of stabilize the quilt so it wouldn't get all wacky when she did the stippling. And I thought that's a brilliant idea. If you've been listening, if you listen a few episodes back, that's when I started talking about Quilt As You Go, which was something my mother suggested when we were talking about how to stabilize a quilt or how, you know, about a quilt not getting distorted from free motion quilting. Well, this is not quite the same. I mean, it's a very different thing than Quilt As You Go, but it's kind of the same idea. It's what my mom and I were trying to arrive at, which is stabilizing the quilt for free motion quilting. I feel like I've just said that 3 times. That's all day. By the third time you go in front of assembly and talk about being a writer, you just feel like you've said it all before. You feel like you're repeating yourself, and it gets really weird. I think I am repeating myself here, but I'm sorry. I'm tired and I'm not going back. Maybe I will later. Anyway, what I've been doing with this quilt so far is just going around each block and stabilizing each block. And I really hope that's going to help when I sit down, when I work up the guts to do the free motion quilting. And I'm excited to do it because I think it's going to be really neat. And the quilt ended up being, I think it right now it's like 60 inches long, and I can't remember, maybe 48 wide. So it's actually with the borders, it's turned out to be a bigger quilt than I really had planned. But you know, it's funny, when I got here on Monday night, it was kind of, it's not so much that it was cold, but it's a motel bed and the blankets are skimpy, and I'm used to a certain weight of blanket on top of me, and it wasn't enough blanket, so I actually put the quilt, which I had made the quilt sandwich, and so I put the quilt sandwich on top of me, and I felt very cozy. It was really nice. Where am I? I don't know. Well, anyway, so I've got that, so that's where it is. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to free motion it. I think I was just saying that it was bigger than I thought it would be. And it is, and that's kind of neat. And I just see many hours of happy reading under my girly pink quilt just as soon as I work up the guts to quilt it. I will. I don't think, I have to say, that I'm going to be doing a lot of, or any of Simply Amy, Simply Frances, because all I have to work is a desk. That's what I have to work on. It's sort of a standard size student desk. And I have pulled it out so it's perpendicular to the wall now, which makes it easier to sew a quilt, which is a long 60-inch kind of thing, and which would be harder to do if the desk were still up against the wall. But it's not a great amount of space for cutting, and it would be kind of a pain, to cut the strips and then move the sewing machine, cut the strips, move the sewing machine. And so I think I'm just going to wait till I get home. I'm going to get as much work done on this quilt, on the patchwork quilt, as I can. And then I think when I get home, I'm going to have a full head of steam for Simply Amy, Simply Frances. So that's where I am, project-wise. I've also been knitting. I know some of you out there are knitting adverse, but some of you like to knit, so you'll be happy to know that I've picked up a sweater that I started last spring, and I actually figured out where I was in the pattern. It's a neat cabled sweater, and that's been really relaxing. It's very tiring to do this, especially if you're like me and an introvert, going and talking to people all day. It's like my ears are ringing. And in fact, I'm probably going to stop recording here in a second and finish up tomorrow with the hope that I will post this tomorrow and kind of keep it at my weekly pace, which is always my goal. I feel like I had a lot more to tell you guys, and I do need to thank everyone who commented and give you all the information, but I may do that tomorrow. And in the meantime, I will try to remember the many brilliant, interesting things I had to say to you. So until that time, good night. I'll be back tomorrow, and guess what? It will seem like absolutely no time has passed at all. Okay, I am back. It is now Wednesday, October 20th, so it's about a week later. I never did record ever again while I was up in the mountains because, you know what? I got really tired. I haven't actually been able to listen to the first part of this. I mean, I have been able to, but I just don't really feel like it. So I don't know if I mentioned that when I got up there, my schedule was not quite as it had been presented to me. One of the things was I was really visiting schools in a 3-county area, and I don't think I was quite aware of that, and there was a lot of driving involved. So when I got my schedule while I was still home, it would be like, well, your day starts at 9 o'clock, you know, which is great, because sometimes when you do these things, you have to start really, really early. Well, it wasn't great because my day started at a school that was an hour away from my hotel. So my day really started very much a lot earlier because I had to get up and ready to go and then hit the road. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. I get paid to do this stuff. I'm not doing it out of the goodness of my heart, so I'm not complaining, but it makes a big difference if part of your schedule is driving 2 hours a day, which I did most days that I was there. So, and anyway, it was very tiring. These things are very tiring. So I got a lot of knitting done, but I didn't work any more on the quilt. In fact, I haven't since I got home, because now I'm getting ready to go out of town again. Tomorrow I'm going to Attleboro, Massachusetts, which should be very fun. It's a very quick in-and-out trip. I am giving a speech tomorrow night about my book, Shooting the Moon, which is part of their Community Reads program, and then I'm visiting some middle schools on Friday morning and coming home. I will be gone about 28 hours. So it's not a bad trip, but I've actually had to spend all week writing a speech. I had to actually spend part of the week rereading the book because I had forgotten huge chunks of it. So my quilting life has not been overwhelming as of late, but I wanted to go ahead and finish this up and just say hey. The one thing I had not mentioned since in the last podcast, which I meant to mention, was I got the new fabric trends. I am pretty sure I didn't talk about this last time. If I did, just turn this off now because I'll be repeating myself. Fabric Trends is now edited by Mark Lipinski, and it is very much a Mark Lipinski product. By the way, I still haven't listened to his podcast. I'm just really behind on everything. I cannot wait till next week. I actually still have one more trip this fall, but it's a weekend trip, and I will be among really close friends of mine. So it's a little bit of a work trip, but mostly it'll be just talking with people who I love very much, and so it'll be fun. And I'm going to my mom's, yay, for Thanksgiving. But this trip tomorrow is the last really kind of this is going to kick my butt kind of trip. And then I'm going to come home and live a life in which I listen to podcasts and make quilts and, you know, write books. I'd like to be a writer for a while. I think that sounds like a really intriguing idea. I'm going to give it a shot starting next week. But so I haven't listened to Mark's new podcast. If anyone has, tell me what you think. I did pick up Fabric Trends, which has a lovely fall color. It's very orange and fabulous. It is very much a Mark Lipinski joint, you know. It's very much got his voice. I enjoyed it. I would say I wish the articles had been longer. They're all very much in his style, his voice, and they're fun and amusing, but I would have loved the, and there's a lot of just meeting with, you know, interviewing designers, which is very cool, and business owners. I would have loved for him to have gone into more depth with these articles and interviews, because I think he has interesting things to say, but I just felt like we never got beyond the surface. One of the things that I learned, and I found this fascinating, he spends in the introduction, he talks about how the quilts, the images of the quilts that you see in this magazine as well as Quilter's Home, I don't think he mentions Quilter's Home, but it makes sense to me, it's the same thing, are computer generated. He wants quilters to be able to see the whole quilt. And, you know, and his feeling with a lot of quilting magazines, besides the fact that they're all the same, which they are, he's absolutely right, but is that so often in the pictures of the finished quilts, you only see, you know, that first of all, they're all the same and that they're draped over a chair, on a bed, or hanging from a tree branch. But oftentimes you don't really see the whole quilt, as you know, that you see a part of it. And so he has opted for computer-generated images so you can really see the whole quilt, see the pattern, see what you're dealing with. And that makes sense to me, but it also, I think, explains to me why I have never responded very strongly to the quilt patterns in Quilter's Home. And now I did not respond particularly strongly to the quilt patterns and Fabric Trends. I like them, I think, a little more than I like the ones in Quilter's Home. But I think it's that. I think that they are computer-generated images of quilts and not photographs. And a computer-generated image is lifeless, whereas a photograph, you know, if it's a good photograph, is full of life and excites you. You know, I mean, there's just something that's real. It's even though it's an image, it has a soul or some sort of spirit. I really think that. It just goes a long way to explaining why I have never responded to these quilts in Quilter's Home, which, in retrospect, of course, are also computer-generated images. They're flat. They're flat. These images, they do not have life in them. So I respect what he's doing. I'm not saying it's wrong to do it that way, that there's, and it certainly seems, you know, there's a method to that madness. But for me, as a viewer of these quilts, as someone who's trying to get psyched, you know, to make quilts, these quilts, the computer-generated images, they just don't do it for me. So, but that was a big thing explained. I enjoyed looking at the magazine. In some way, I don't know that I really need to be reading Fabric Trends, because it's not like any quilt magazine I read, I always love looking at the fabric, you know. And then I go to Thimble Pleasures and I buy whatever Motor's got, you know. I mean, fabric is really fun to look at, but I'm not sure that that's how I think about fabric that I see. It's the same with in knitting magazines. I get Vogue Knitting, thanks to my mom. And I love looking at it. I've never knit out of it, but I love looking at all those pictures of yarn. And I never go then order the yarn I see. You know, I think maybe because I tend to buy fabric or yarn for the project at hand. I certainly enjoy pretty pictures, but I don't use these magazines as shopping guides. So I don't know if I need to be getting Fabric Trends. I don't know. I'm not in a big magazine mood right now. That will change. Again, I cycle in and out. Sometimes I just want any quilt magazine or sometimes any knitting magazine that's out there. And other times I just can't be bothered. Don't know why that is, but it's true. So that is about my news. I really do hope that next week, and maybe what I'll do is plan on podcasting next week around Thursday, and that I'll have some stuff to tell you about progress that I'm making. I'm so close to being done with this quilt. I still haven't been practicing my free motion quilting, and I need to do that. I just feel like, you know, just even just for a couple days, and then start practicing on that patchwork quilt itself. I'm excited to finish it. It's a nice little quilt. And I'm excited to one day finish Simply Frances, Simply Amy, Simply Frances. It's going to happen. And then I need to think about Christmas presents, which mostly this year, well, I might do a quilt for my mother-in-law. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. I would like to make her a quilt at some point here soon, whether or not I'll get one done for Christmas. And I don't think I'm doing much Christmas knitting. So I think I'm being very chilled out when it comes to making stuff. You know, I've been reading a lot this last week about peak oil and about how we're about to run out of oil. It's actually all really fascinating, and some of it is very cool. I'm reading a lot about this movement that started in the UK that's gaining some traction here called Transition Town, this notion that that oil is going to run out, that it will peak, production will peak and then decline, and it will really change how we live. We'll end up living much more locally, and at that time, I will make everybody's Christmas presents, because guess what? I won't have a choice. Fascinating stuff. Be careful what you read about it. It's possible to get really, really depressed. But if you're interested, maybe if I think about it, I'll put up a link. You can go to transitiontown.org, I think is what it's called, and learn all about the wonderful things we can do to prepare ourselves for the future in which we will be, everyone, each and every one of us, making not just our Christmas presents, but every single thing in the world. It's going to be good. We are people, quilters, knitters, whatever we're doing, who like to make stuff, aren't we? Yes, we are. Oh, I forgot to tell you one more thing, and then I'm signing off. I've got to go pick up children at school. I went to the Quilt Guild meeting Monday. I got there kind of late. The man got home late for dinner, which is not really his fault. I forgot to tell him that I had a Quilt Guild meeting. And it was the night to turn in quilts. I was very tired. I don't know why. I think it just was. I feel good, by the way. I'm cured from my cold and feel just fine. But just, you know how you get sometimes at 7 o'clock and you really don't want to leave the house. And I didn't want to leave the house. And I feel also, there was the drama of having to make the label for the quilt, which I cut out a piece of nice white fabric. I wrote my name and address and phone number. And I just did a running stitch and sewed it very carefully into the back of the quilt. And I'm sure there's classes you can take in doing labels, but sometimes, like, I think especially when you're tired, you've been very busy, and the idea of like, oh, I've got to make a label, it's too much, that's how I felt. But I did the label, and I took the quilt. There was a long line for the quilt processing, although it was done very well. There were clearly some very organized people running the shindig, is what all I got to say about that situation. But there wasn't much of a meeting inside. I mean, there were people there, they were playing games. And I'm not really good at that, so I kind of, I need to be better. I need to be better about participating in community. Because, when the oil's all gone, that's all we're going to have is each other. So I need to get better. I just didn't want to play games. I was tired. I did decide, I thought, I am going to volunteer on Sunday because that's the quilt show's this weekend. So that's actually something I'll have to talk about next week. Hallelujah. Even if I don't do anything, I can talk about it. And I went up and I thought, I'm going to volunteer. I think I can do this. And, I'm going to be home Friday night. My fam can live without me for a couple hours. But all the volunteer slots that I could do were filled. So, c'est la vie. I will volunteer 2 years from now at the next Quilt Guild show. But for now, I'll just enjoy it. And I'm very much looking forward to it, because there's some really talented quilters in this guild. Oh, my goodness. So, it's going to be a great show. I'm going to take some pictures. I'll report on it and let you know how all that goes. In the meantime, I hope you've been having a good couple weeks, and that this week's been great for you, and that you are having some time yourself to get some quilting done, or at least doing something creative and fun. But we're quilters here, so quilting for you, my dear. And be good to yourself, be good to your dog, be good to your people. Let's just all be good, and we'll walk into our energy-free future together, hand in hand. More on that later. Can you tell I'm getting obsessed? I am. This is my new obsession. So make use of oil while it lasts, my dears. I will talk to you next week if all goes well. Take care of yourselves. Bye.